Secretary of State Hillary Clinton described the meeting that took place between U.S. Special Representative Richard Holbrooke and Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Mehdi Ekunzadeh as brief but cordial. She said the two sides had agreed to stay in touch. In remarks at the conference, Ekunzadeh criticized international military efforts in Afghanistan. But he also said Tehran was willing to help fight drug trafficking that is spilling across Iran's borders with Afghanistan and to help in that country's reconstruction and development. Clinton called the Iranian diplomat's remarks promising.
The questions of border security and in particular the transit of narcotics across the border from Afghanistan to Iran is a worry that the Iranians have, which we share, and we will look for ways to cooperate with them. And I think the fact that they came today, that they intervened today, is a promising sign that there will be future cooperation.
Clinton also said the U.S. had handed a letter to the Iranian delegation seeking Tehran's intervention on behalf of three American citizens in Iran who are unable to return home. One of them is a former FBI agent, Robert Levinson, who disappeared while visiting Iran in 2007. Representatives from more than 80 countries and international institutions at the Hague conference stressed not only the importance of international cooperation, but also regional cooperation, notably on the part of Pakistan and Iran in helping to rebuild Afghanistan. A separate donors conference on Pakistan will be held April 17th in Japan. Diplomats also agreed to work jointly to improve security and economic and political development in Afghanistan. That country will be on the agenda again this week during a NATO summit on the French-German border. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, The Hague.